Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about a Eugene area escrow company that you can trust.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about title insurance, understanding what's attached to your property before it's your property, so you know your obligations in ownership that you may not see on site at the property, like the property taxes or easements. Let's talk about who's watching all this in the process.
And the escrow, in fact, is a neutral third party. They don't represent the buyer, they don't represent the seller, but they represent the transaction. That's probably the easiest way to look at it. So as we create these offers and counteroffers and finally an acceptance, where do we go? Well, if it was in New York, you go to an attorney that does all that stuff. And it's totally out of your hands as a broker. Here, we get to go to an escrow.
They'll look at this as their instructions. It will say, how do we proceed? And anything that's agreed upon between the buyer and the seller is deemed instructions. A proposal that's not yet agreed upon by all parties is not something that escrow will accommodate. So you've got to have both signatures saying, this is what we want to do. I want to pay this much. I'm willing to receive this much. At that point, I want to offer free and clear title to the property, to the buyer. So all those instructions are what escrow is following.
And as escrow then performs the instructions that came off of the earnest money agreement, the purchase and sale agreement, together with all of its convolutions, counteroffers, and so forth, they bring the transaction to a close. So seller is going to deliver to escrow those documents needed to convey title. Buyer's going to bring to escrow the money, together with the loan from a lender that would bring the money that would close the transaction.
So usually the first contact you'll have as a seller with the escrow company is by the mail, the U.S. mail, good old postal service, asking you about any encumbrance currently existing on the property. They're going to want to clear those current loans that you may have on the property or anything else of which you're aware. They also have high obligation to report to the IRS events like real estate sales. So you'll have some tax forms to fill out to say, this is what I'm doing.
From that point forward, they take the documents that have been received, they order a title report. You'll receive a preliminary title report as soon as they can deliver it to you. And the title report then is that which will be there when the transaction closes.
That's when buyer needs to take a good look. We'll talk more on that next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.